and then you top it. You have to seed the seed off it, and you have nothing but your regular cane. You cut it down, catch the meal, and you know, make safe out of it. We used to make them by 5 gallon keg, 30 gallon keg full. And they good too. My mother used to make gingerbread out of it. We call it gingerbread. And it's really good. Sure was.
You ever remember a tree making? Some sort of stuff they make out of a tree, some sort of syrup from a...
Well, I don't know.
Maple?
I think a maple tree, I think, now I used to hear my father talk about it. He said, I think you take a maple, these limbs, you know, and I think he said you used to make shoe pegs out of them. You used to take them things for pegs to go in your shoes, keep the sole on that, years ago. I don't know how to do it now, but that's what he said. So did.
Well, now you're talking about syrup. What is molasses like?
Well, it's kind of like licorice, but it's real thick, you know. It's thick.
Oh, molasses.
Molasses, but you got to cook it down to that. You see now, you got to run all that foam off, you see. Just cook until all that foam get off, you see. Then you have clear molasses by itself. It takes a good while to cook. And we used to put them in gallon buckets, and half a gallon buckets, and put them in barrels. And at the bottom of it would be nothing but pure sugar. It was good too.
You make that old rock candy?
That's right. That's good for a cold too.
Was it?
Sure was. Take that rock candy, you know, and put some whisk on it, and that'll break a cold. That's right. That whisk, you eat up all that sweetening, you see, all that candy, you see. And you can drink off it, you see, and that's good for your cold. Sure is. That's right.
That's a good cure, it sounds like.
That's right.
Now, do you ever use anything to distinguish, say, molasses or sugar or anything like that? In other words, you ever hear anybody talk about long sweetening or short sweetening?
Well, I don't think I ever heard anything about it, but...
Some folks might put molasses in their coffee and call it long.
Oh, yeah, sure. We used to give out sugar and we used to sweeten our coffee, you know, with molasses.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it doesn't taste, you know, too good, but still, it's, you know, you can tell the difference in molasses sweetening than you can sugar. But yet, still, you can get by with it all right. I feed my coffee with molasses. I sure have.
How do you make coffee?
Well, the biggest time now you see that you buy this instant coffee now.
Uh-huh.
But years ago we used to buy percolated coffee. This Max's House, you know, and Frank's Market. And see, you'd, it's called percolated coffee. You put it in a cold punch, you know, and let it boil. But now, you see, you heat your water now, and you put your teaspoonful in a cup, you know, and your sugar and your milk along with it. Well, you got your coffee already. Just heat your water, you see. But years ago, we used to make this percolated coffee. Before, how that food is that now?
Some people like their coffee with, you say, if they... You might try and give somebody some sugar or cream in their coffee, and they might say, no, I like my coffee.
That's like black. That's what you call straight.
Yeah, straight.
Nothing in it.
They have it without.
That's right.